You're listening to NativeTalk.net. Audio files are available online at NativeTalk.net. Be a part of the program by emailing us, podcast@NativeTalk.net. And now, your hosts, Cliff and Brandon. Like biscuits in the oven, sometimes we rise, sometimes we just catch fire and burn to a crisp. Now grab your nets and let's go fishing.
Good morning. Thank you for joining us today on the NativeTalk.net radio podcast. You can email the show, podcast@NativeTalk.net, and as always, leave comments through the Facebook page. That is facebook.com/NativeTalkRadio. So, we're here again with, I guess for folks here, it's my sister and my mom and Brandon all together at once.
Hello, everybody.
Yeah, I'm still trying to wake up.
Yeah, you had to shake the cobwebs off there, but we're here for
How long have you guys been awake?
Longer than you, it sounds.
Oh yeah. Well, you know. We're here. I'm like an hour before you guys, so it's harder for me to wake up.
Aren't you an hour later?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, you are.
So, how many people have actually graduated from a university?
Oh, two people here.
Me and Mom.
Yeah. I have two university graduates right next to me.
And I almost have my master's one more month.
And that's Brittany, awesome. Where did you graduate from?
I graduated from Sac State, Fresno State, and now in a month I'll be graduating from National University.
Why did you graduate from so many different universities? I mean, isn't one sufficient?
Because I have a bachelor's, a teaching credential, and now I'll have my master's.
You know what? Honestly, I'm pretty impressed. That's a lot more than I was expecting, to be honest with you. And
just wait to ask your other educated sister how many degrees she has and how many colleges she's graduated from.
She has the same amount as me.
Oh, wait, which one is that?
I'll have one. Holly.
Oh, I gotcha.
The other one that's super educated.
And to my mother, where did you graduate from?
I graduated from Sac State with two degrees. One is a BA and one is a teaching credential.
Well, that's pretty impressive. Now for you, and I've been to college, to university, even though I didn't quite finish.
Yeah. Clifton had a lot of trash in his car after going to a McDonald's, and he dropped it off at a university trash can, and that's what he calls going to college.
So what is your guys' impression of what the cost of university is today?
I think it's incredibly high for you know what I'm saying? Like, once you get your education, how long is it going to take you to earn that money that you spent on getting that education?
Okay, so like student loans and stuff like that.
I think that ratio is really, really high, and that's a problem for me.
But so if you're poor and you don't have a lot of money, what are your like options? Because, you know, anymore these days, it seems like everyone's got a degree and it's hard to get, certain types of jobs. In fact, impossible to get certain types of jobs without a degree. So if you don't have a lot of money, you know, which a lot of Native Americans don't, what do they do?
What do you guys think?
Well, they do have financial aid.
Okay, that's
so for low income households, you can get financial aid.
That's a good recourse. That's one thing people can do.
And I know in California it's this way. I'm not sure about other states, but financial aid, you have to claim your parents until I think you're 25.
Five.
Yeah, 25. Right. You have to claim your parents on there, even if you're not in their household, which to me is, you know, it's difficult for a lot of people who don't make money, but their parents do, but not enough to help them with college, and they don't get financial aid because they have to claim their parents on it.
Well, and that's a struggle that's facing a lot of folks, particularly Native Americans, because our tribe is pretty lucky, to be honest with you.
Right.
But a lot of tribes out there are not as do not have as many benefits as the Puyallup tribe does. So Up in Idaho Falls, the Idaho State Board of Education has now approved a pilot program that will give all federally recognized Native American tribal members a $60 per credit hour tuition break beginning this fall. So that means whatever your a credit hour costs, it's $60 less than that. So if it's like $75 or $80, you know, you might only be paying, you know, $15-$20 per credit hour.
Do you guys remember what your credit hours were? Because I feel like I went to a community college. I'm not a university grad like these two scholars next to me. But I made it to a community college, and I feel like my credit hours were under 50. Is that, what do you guys remember?
I didn't pay attention. The program that we have for our tribe takes care of all of that for me. And not only did I not have to pay attention to, you know, those details, I never saw any money pass hands. They did it all, you know, for me.
Yeah, I just seem to remember in the back of my head, like a 35, 40. But if they were able to get that dollar amount that Cliff was saying was 50, if that's over
60,
the credit,
60.
If that's over the credit hours for, you know, a community college, that what a great doorway for people to get in and get some general ed done before they move on to university to get, you know, finish up their degrees.
Well, I would point out that this program only applies to Idaho State University in Idaho Falls. So they can't go wherever they want.
And yeah, I think, Brandon, it's been a long time since you've been to community college, because I believe it's much more than that now, even at community college. For some reason, and I'm not sure, it's been a long time since I went to Sac State, but I kind of remember the number 300 something coming to my mind.
Well, yeah, you're.
I'm pretty sure it's like 300 something per unit.
I remember one day, and only one day, you showed me what all your units cost and everything. I was aghast and taken aback at the cost. It was exponentially more than the community college rate.
And it's only rising. I'm not sure what Sac State students are paying now, but I know it has to be more than what I paid. And also, I'm flabbergasted by the amount that National University charges. Like, when I tell people I'm going to National, like, how could you afford that? And I'm like, oh, you know, tell you. Because they're not happy for me. They're jealous, which, like you said, we're very, very blessed and fortunate to get what have.
When other people are jealous, I'm happy.
Yeah, I couldn't afford it the other, you know, any other way. It's I pay, I think it's $2,800 per class. It's insane. It's insane.
What?
For a 3-unit class.
That's a lot.
It's like $2,800.
Wow. Now,
Holly went to Santa Clara University, and it was astronomically more.
Yeah, I'm going to go out on a limb here.
Even the tribe went to its cap, and she still owed more. So she had to do, you know, grants and FAFSA and that kind of thing.
Wow.
In order for her to complete that school.
And how can people be expected to pay that amount of money and then you just work it off for how many years, how many decades is it going to take to pay your life and pay off that debt? Like, that's
better. Hope you got a good job.
Yeah, it seems like an upside down way to get your foot in the door to start your career.
People don't have to go to these high cost, prestigious universities. One of the things that I know that happens at high cost universities, one of the good things is the people that you're going to class with, because you have the opportunity to create these connections and friendships that last, and those are well worth something, because you figure the people that you meet at Sacramento State University are probably not going to be as well connected as the people at National. Just a guess, you know what I mean? It's like the people who go to Harvard. You're talking about going to school with future political leaders and you know, titans of business. And so when you get, into the regular world, besides people being impressed by your degree, how many other graduates can pick up the phone and call their old college roommate, who just happens to be a U.S. senator today? You know, or, oh, hey, I know a CEO. I'm going to call him up. I bet he'll set me up with a loan. You know, you can do those kinds of things if you go to a prestigious university, which is why
National
they
University
can charge.
Isn't even a prestigious university. It's all online.
Well, I've never heard of it before. Why is it so expensive?
I think because it's online, which you'd think it would be cheaper because it's online. It would be less expensive. I'd have never seen one of my professors.
Really?
You know, that a lot of what I do is self-taught, and they're charging $2,800 per class. Wow. And my
that's insane.
Yeah, everything's online.
That means you can drink while you're in class, right?
I can.
Brittany's like, I do.
I have. Like, well, my wine while taking a final.
Well, I'm going to guess here that Idaho State University might be a little cheaper than the things that we're talking about here. So $60 per credit hour, that's in a 3-unit class, you're talking about $180 discount, you know, and that's not bad. And you're talking about tribes who live in the Idaho area, which means they're already getting in-state tuition. So, you know, it's not going to be too bad for them. The school board, said it took the action at the request of Idaho State University. So Idaho State University, they, as a state-run institution, they can't just make decisions on their own. So they had to ask the Board of Education to do it for them. Members of the Shoshone Bannock, Nez Perce, Shoshone Paiute, Kootenai, and Coeur d'Alene tribes are all eligible for the reduced rate at Idaho State University. And apparently, they need it. They have restrictions similar to our tribes, where they have to maintain satisfactory academic progress. They still have to apply for federal student financial aid in order to be eligible. But they are trying to help people, you know, progress in life and get a leg up where they otherwise wouldn't have that opportunity. So I think that's a good thing.
I think it's great to open up the door to people that want to walk through it. You know, people that are out there looking for these ways to get ahead in life, more opportunity for them can only lead to better prosperity. You know, the type of people that are going to go hunt these type of grants and opportunities, those are the people we want to be educated and to give them the power.
Oh, we've been talking about cost. I have that in the story. For an Idaho student taking 12 credits, the cost of tuition is currently $3,700 per semester. Under the new program, a Native American student would pay $720.
Oh, that's awesome.
So
that's great.
And that's if they get denied for the federal student financial aid. So, you know, not a bad deal. So hopefully if you're a member of one of those tribes, you can go take part in that. Now, in the next segment, we have we actually already talked about a little Alaska trip, but Brandon thought that it was too boring to hear about all in one segment. So I've decided to break it up into various different segments that we'll hear over the next 3 to 4 weeks there. So hopefully that will be sufficient to keep Brandon awake.
If you had enough content to fill 3 or 4 weeks of podcasts, I think I might have had a point.
No, you don't.
Had to get him up off the floor.
I took a nap. I took a nap and got to wake up in the middle of the podcast. Yeah, it was that long.
Yeah, he did.
All right. So when we come back from the break, we'll introduce the segment and we'll start this week with just facts from Alaska. So we'll be right back with that in just a moment, right here at nativetalk.net.
What was more important than the invention of the first telephone? The second telephone. You're listening to nativetalk.net. Now grab your nets and let's go fishing.
Our House Grief Support Center's mission is to provide the community with grief support services, education, resources, and hope. Our House, with the support of trained volunteer group leaders, helps those grieving find sweetness in the tears. With your help, you too can become a volunteer and help grieving children, teens, and adults embark on the journey to hope and healing. For more information, visit ourhouse-grief.org or call 888-417-1444.
Hey, this is Steve with thepeoplesammo.com. Do you enjoy the outdoor sportsman lifestyle? We've got the high-quality, reliable ammo you need, from home defense rounds to outdoor enjoyment. So check us out at thepeoplesammo.com, where we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all ammo is not created equal. Visit thepeoplesammo.com, where you can stock up on the quality rounds you deserve and shoot with confidence. thepeoplesammo.com.
The NativeTalk.net radio program with Cliff and Brandon. We're out of control. Listen, before the government gets involved. Now grab your nets and let's go fishing.
Welcome back to the NativeTalk.net radio podcast. The message line, if you want to call in, drop us a line. 970-278-5791. Just leave a message and we'll play it on the air. And of course, as always, you can visit NativeTalk.net to download and listen to any of our past shows. So, now, Brandon, have you ever been to Alaska?
Only in my dreams.
It is a really cool place. So,
dude, it looks amazing. You can never really tell about a place until you see it in person. But from videos and pictures, Alaska appears to be just majestic. You know, I can't think of a better word. It looks amazing up there.
Yeah, I could feel the difference in the air just arriving at the airport. So
I haven't been there personally, but I don't know if I should say Skip or my husband or your father has, and he just can't say enough about it. He's still in awe.
Oh yeah, he did a trip out there, huh?
He did a fishing trip out there. And he still, I think it's the best place he's ever been.
Man, just talking about Alaska, I was on the Weather Channel because I'm just that kind of interesting. And I saw this iceberg next to a town. The iceberg was like 3 or 4 times the size of the town. And it had just been floating next to the town all day long for like 3 days or whatever. And it was like twisting and rolling. And they were worried that it was going to calve, you know, take a big chunk of ice and drop it into the ocean and create a little tsunami right next to the town that would completely obliterate the town. Like that's the Alaska life right there.
Yeah. I didn't see any icebergs or glaciers or anything interesting like that. In fact, it was really green. And
yeah, Alaska is pretty small, so you can see the whole thing in about a day, right?
Basically. All right. Well, let's play the little clip where I tell you some interesting, non-boring facts about Alaska. So how are you guys enjoying Seattle, by the way?
It's not triple digit.
It's not Seattle either.
That's what I was going to say. I'm like, are we in Seattle? I thought we were in, where are we?
Spanaway.
Yeah, that's pretty much the Seattle area.
Yeah, Clifton likes to pretend like I moved to Seattle, even though he knows damn well I'm super far from Seattle.
Super far. You can be there in like 20 minutes.
If I had a gyroplane, maybe. Like, no, it's an hour and a half easy.
I was going to say about an hour.
Yeah.
It's not that far. Anyway, so I just got back from Alaska, a place that Brandon has never been.
Not yet.
Are you going to go up there and visit?
I want to. It looked awesome in the photos you sent me.
Yeah, I've got some. In fact, I'm going to post them. If people want to see photos from Alaska, you can find them online, nativetalk.net/Alaska, where I'll put like the gallery and all of the photos and stuff there, so you can find out. Now, what do you know about Alaska, by the way?
I know that it's cold and that there's lots of gold there.
Yeah, it's not that cold. I imagine it's cold in the wintertime because they have this system, all right? So these are villages, so they don't have, well, they have plumbing and stuff like that, but they don't have quite like the modern style that we do. And so they have a switch that you turn on in the winter, which adds like heat tape to the pipes that prevents them from freezing.
Wow. Hey, I have a quick question. Is their pipes, are they able to put their pipes underground, or do they have to put them above ground?
Man, I don't know. Maybe they are below ground, but it's so frozen over there. You know, maybe it still freezes.
Something's full of shit.
Well, because I know in the coldest places in Russia, they have to put their pipes above ground, because if they put them below ground, when the ground freezes and expands, it explodes their pipe, and they have raw sewage spewing through the middle of town, making a literal shit creek right down the middle of their main road. So, you know, I was just wondering, is it so cold there? But I guess not with that heat tape.
Well, that's look, I mean, it's possible. You've got to, and you have to, like, turn it on and off. I was confused when I first got there because it's, like, you know, for the water, and you have to hit the switch. And I thought that you had to, like, turn it on every time you use the restroom. And they laughed at me. That is not the case. So I felt
that it is the most northern United States state that we have.
Northernmost.
I am glad you brought that up, because as it happens, I have some facts about Alaska. So Alaska, in general, is located 500 miles away from the nearest state, which is
Washington.
Yeah, Washington. And there's probably a lot that you haven't heard about Alaska. As I was reading through this, there was a lot that I had never heard about Alaska.
Well, don't steal mine, because I have one.
I have one.
Okay, give yours first, because I probably do have it.
Okay, mine is that it stays daytime for like 24 hours. Only sometimes.
It depends on where you are. I had that one here. Wait a second.
Well-deserved ding.
That, well, it is quite true. And it depends on... It depends on no. It depends on where you are. So, for example, in Barrow, Alaska, the longest night lasts for 67 days. That's in the wintertime. Oh. 67 days with no sunlight. Nice. And they make up for it for 82 days of uninterrupted sunlight in the summertime.
Yeah. God, that sounds almost worse somehow.
Yeah, with but the they have daylight. Blackout curtain. Well, I lived in Russia for 5 years, so I experienced what they call the white nights. And that's what that is where the sun virtually doesn't go down.
Comes and rescues a princess.
No, that's the white... That
night.
Yeah, no. I'm talking about day and night, Brandon.
Oh, different kind of night. Okay.
And so people commonly stay up, you know, till 3-4 o'clock in the morning when the sun finally almost goes down. You can still see like it's twilight, you know, but it doesn't completely go down. And it was like that. It was when I was up there, it was what, midnight, 1 o'clock in the morning. And the sun was where for us down here, it's like 7-8 PM. You know, it's like you could still see the sun there and people were still wandering around. So it's the same kind of a situation. But at least the sun kind of goes down and then it comes up. But I remember being in the wintertime when the sun would come up maybe like 11, 11:30 when the sun would come up. And by 4 p.m., it's gone. Those were your days.
Yeah,
and it's almost always dark. So, you know, I've experienced that before, but I wasn't used to it. I had to get used to it again. I'm like, what's going on here?
I know everyone was waiting on the edge of their seat, but my Alaska fact was that they have moose there.
Wow. That's an incredible observation there, Brandon.
You know I'm here for you, Cliff, every day.
Have you ever seen the Alaska state flag?
Of course they have a flag.
Of course, like, they've got a flag. So this is the Alaska state flag. Okay.
Well, not ours.
Now, do you recognize it?
It's the Big Dipper.
And?
The North Star.
Yeah, the Big Dipper and the North Star. What you probably don't know is that that flag was designed by a 13-year-old boy. They called on students throughout the territory. This is before they were a state. And they just asked people, hey, anybody who's got an idea, submit what you got. And Alaska ultimately decided on Benny Benson's, the 13-year-old. Yeah. What a name, Benny Benson. The Big Dipper and the North Star in 1927. So, you know, I thought that was pretty an interesting situation there.
Did he get anything for winning, or just an attaboy?
Yeah, this is 1927. I'm pretty sure he just got an attaboy.
What a nickel.
20 of the highest peaks. No, I'm sorry. So out of the 20 highest peaks, the highest mountains in the United States, 17 of them are located in Alaska. So you've got, you know, quite the mountainous region. And I landed in Anchorage, and it's like you've got mountains all around you, and it just gets bigger and more impressive as you go north. That's Mount McKinley, right? I think now they call it like a Denali.
Yeah, its original name, I think.
Now to what Mount McKinley was, and then they switched it back to Denali. I don't know, but
no, yeah. In order to switch it back, it would have to be its name first, right?
I don't know. I didn't research that part.
It would have to be first, and no, then Denali.
Denali, then McKinley, then Denali.
Oh, I thought he said the opposite. Native, they switched it back to McKinley.
The natives called it Denali.
Yeah,
I don't that makes know.
More, it sounds more native.
Yeah, that's why we bring it here to you for with the Native podcast. We know all our facts.
I'm going to defer to you because I did no research on that whatsoever. And now, Brandon, you mentioned mooses. Did you know that they have moose-specific legislation?
No. I think it's just moose.
Well,
it's moose.
Yeah, like deer.
Meese.
No, it's moose.
It's moose.
There you sure no it's moose. Not meeses?
No.
Mises?
Or mooses.
Mooses. It's moose.
All right. Anyway, they have moose-specific laws, including laws against...
Wow.
Including laws against pushing moose from a plane, viewing...
That must have happened.
That's sad, because, no one just makes that law.
Unless it happened. Right.
You also cannot view moose from a plane. I read about this. Do you know why that's a law?
Probably because they were sighting them down from super far off and then getting close and killing them.
Yeah,
from the plane.
It's not fair. So you fly around and you spot a moose from a plane, then you land and you know where they're hanging out. So not fair. You also cannot give a moose a beer. So don't do that.
What about a cookie?
Possibly. I don't know about that.
Nothing. Let's give a mouse a cookie.
Yeah.
Screwed my stories up.
Yeah.
Ruined that joke.
Because it's alliteration. Right, moose and muffin.
Yeah, but mouse a cookie doesn't work, and no. That was the OG one.
Oh,
I don't You're know. Right. I look. I only read To Give a Mouse a Cookie. I didn't read any of those other ridiculous books.
He's like one of those Star Wars prequels deniers. Like it didn't happen. The original one.
Alaska is also the only place in America with a museum solely dedicated to hammers. If you visit the Hammer Museum in Haines, Alaska, you can view the fascinating collection of hammer sculptures, handle-making machinery, and spring-loaded meat tenderizer.
Is the significance of hammer? I don't get it. Why do we need a museum?
I don't know. I just know that it's there. It's hammer-specific. They have nothing else but hammers. So...
Is it called Hammer Time?
No, it's called the Haines Hammer Museum.
Wow, they really missed the nail on that one.
Yeah. Alaska has more coastline than all the other 49 states combined. That includes Hawaii, the East Coast, the West Coast. Alaska has more coastline than all of it combined.
That blows my mind. That sounds wrong.
He's reading it off the paper, so it can't be wrong.
Oh, dang. He printed it out and everything.
Yeah.
Unless they lied to me. But you know what? I read that when I was in the airport in Anchorage, they've got that on the wall there, too. So I'm thinking somebody might have fact-checked that.
That's amazing.
So this is including all of California coast, Oregon coast, Washington coast, and
The East Coast.
The East Coast too?
Including all of Alaska, all of Hawaii. All of it put together, Alaska's got more coastline.
I am blown away.
Yeah.
Hardly imagine.
That's a max fact from Alaska.
Now, when you think of Pearl Harbor, what do you think of?
A day that will live in infamy.
That as well. What did they invade?
They invaded the Pearl Harbor.
Yeah, the harbor.
Pearl Harbor. Well, in addition to that, Japanese forces bombed and invaded the Aleutian Islands of Alaska, and that occupation lasted almost a year.
Whoa.
So nobody pays attention to that, but...
I didn't know that.
That was not in the Houghton Mifflin textbook.
I guess they didn't Pearl Harbor. They just bombed it.
Yeah.
So that question, they invaded Alaska, but they bombed the harbor.
Here's another interesting one. If Manhattan had the same population density as Alaska, 28 people would live there. That's what they figure out with population density. And they also have the highest male to female ratio in the United States, with 107 men to every 100 women. So if you're a woman in Alaska, watch out, because you're going to get a lot of dates. Now, of course, you know what the capital of Alaska is, correct?
You better watch out. Sorry.
Do you know what the capital of Alaska is?
I'm thinking about the rape culture of Alaska.
Anchorage.
Is it Raleigh?
It's Juneau. I didn't know that. Anchorage is the biggest city, but just like people who mistake the capital of California for Los Angeles, which is common, believe it or not, that's our hometown of Sacramento. So people get Anchorage wrong all the time.
I have to say, when I said the bear flag, I wasn't talking about Alaska. I was like, you're from California. Remember the bear flag? I just wanted to clear that up.
All right. Well,
because I was like, Brandon, the bear?
I'm glad we got that out of the way.
It was really bothering me.
All right. So those are some facts from Alaska and apparently bear flags from California, which have nothing to do with Alaska. I don't know why you brought that up.
When you showed the flag and you were talking about state flags, Brandon's like, there's state flags. And I said, Brandon, the bear? And then you showed stars. So I didn't want people to think that I thought Alaska's state flag had a bear on it.
Although, to be fair, I think Ursa Major and Ursa Minor are little bears. So
they are.
Yeah, right? Halfway right.
Yay! I'm so smart.
All right. Well, as always, thank you guys for listening today. We'll be back next week with more stimulating Native Talk Radio and more stories from Alaska, available online at nativetalk.net. Hope you'll share the show with your friends, send them to our website, and like us on the Facebook page, which is facebook.com/Native Talk Radio. Have a great day. We'll see you guys next week.
Bye.
Hola.
This is the NativeTalk.net radio podcast. Hey, we've got our bathing suits on, and we all agree our hosts have the best bodies. For radio, that is. Now grab your nets and let's go fishing.